737-9522, the phone number if you want to join us on the phone lines. And on our Newsmakers line, Senator Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas, is an Army veteran. After 9/11, he put his professional career on hold to go serve as an infantry officer, served also with the Old Guard. If you've ever been to Arlington, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, just an amazing honor to be put in that position. And, Senator, good to have you with us, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. It's great to be on with you. It was great to be back in Tennessee yesterday, and especially back in Clarksville and Fort Campbell, where I was a Screaming Eagle.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier to visit there as a senator rather than as having to work there.
a little bit, they roll out the red carpet a little bit more for Sir Cotton than they did for young Lieutenant Cotton. But most importantly, they're very grateful for Marsha Blackburn and the support that she's given to the Screaming Eagles and the whole Fort Campbell community for these last 16 years as their congresswoman. And I know she's going to do that in the United States Senate as well. That's one reason I was so happy to be with Marsha yesterday.
As we see the final 5 days of this crazy election season, 4 days remaining till we get the results, do the Republicans keep control, expand control of the Senate? You've got a lot of these races that are too close to call at this point.
Well, we're definitely going to win control of the Senate. I think we'll expand our majority, actually. You know, the Democrats have been making an aggressive play in states like Tennessee. Just look what Phil Bredesen's had. He's had Chuck Schumer and Mike Bloomberg's money flooding into the state because they know that he'll be a reliable vote for a liberal agenda, for more gun control, for open borders, for higher taxes, and for slashing military spending. Marsha Blackburn is going to stand with Tennessee voters. That's why they need to stand with her for the next 4 days.
Apparently, this migrant mob that is heading north, it's again kind of changed the complexion of some of the final discussions in this last week of the election. Apparently, they've now filed a lawsuit or plan to file a lawsuit to try and force their way into the border using the courts. You know, Senator, as a former lawyer, as a former military officer, this changes warfare forever. It's lawfare where, again, invading forces just have to go send in some lawyers. You don't need to send in troops anymore.
The whole caravan is a highly organized effort to undermine American sovereignty. If any of these people were genuine refugees who face persecution, all they had to do is go to our embassy, go to our consulate in their home country, and make their case there. That's not what they're doing. They've already violated the sovereignty of one country, Mexico, by crossing its southern border, and now they're trying to do the same to ours. And as you say, they're using our courts against us. That is something we cannot allow. The president takes it very seriously, as do I. And Marsha has been a great champion for protecting our border and defending our sovereignty in the House. She will be in the Senate as well. Phil Bredesen will not be.
How do you see this playing out? Again, they're now realizing that there's a lot of distance to cover if they want to try to have this foreign interference in our midterm elections. They're having to put people on buses and on trucks, I guess trains, planes, and automobiles. If they're not here before the election Tuesday, do they have any real impact after the election?
Well, yeah, I have to say, when I was at Fort Campbell, it was hard enough to get 40 well-trained physically miles from Mexico's southern border to the northern border, which just goes to show you how highly organized and choreographed the whole thing is. Like, these buses and trains don't just show up out of nowhere. They don't just get water and food out of nowhere. This is a highly choreographed and organized effort to undermine our national sovereignty. One reason the president is highlighting the threat though right now is to deter future caravans, things that are already forming, because if we send the signal that all you have to do is march across Mexico in a PR stunt, present yourself, say a few magic words, and I'll be like option free in the United States, the next caravan will have 7,000 people.
Well, as you've pointed out, Phil Bredesen would be part of the Ollie Ollie Income Free Caucus, allowing whatever future caravans to come in without any effort to stop them or prevent them from even moving forward. You know, the fact that they have moved this far into Mexico with President Trump saying, look, there's some, quote, bad hombres among these folks. There's terrorists. There's folks from terrorist countries. There are gang members, MS-13 gang members. And the media, of course, denounced that, laughed at him. And now you've got Homeland Security. You've got Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras all saying, oh, yeah, it's got a lot of those kind of folks in it. President Trump, right again, and yet the fake news media not backing off.
A couple hundred individuals with gang associations, criminal pasts, drug traffickers, and so forth. This is why it's so important that we take border security seriously and that we defend our sovereignty. And I know that Phil Bredesen called the caravan something like a stunt or make-believe or a PR gimmick or what have you. I'm sure that's not the way Tennesseans see it. I know that's not the way Arkansans see it. They see it as a very serious matter, that if we don't take it seriously and show the world that we will protect our sovereignty and defend our borders, then all we're going to do is invite the next caravan and the next caravan and all the silent caravans that move not in large masses, but one by one every single day, trying to get in this country and take advantage of our laws and take advantage of all the opportunities that we offer our citizens, not foreigners, but our citizens.
Senator Tom Cotton, there's a news report out this morning that Heather Newhart, the former Fox News curvy couch commentator and now press spokesman over at the State Department, is apparently Donald Trump's pick to be the U.N. ambassador replacing Nikki Haley. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I have not seen those reports. I don't know who the president and Secretary Pompeo will choose. I know that Heather has done a good job working with Secretary Pompeo and the State Department over these last several months and that she served the president well. I'm confident that whoever picks, though, will represent our interests well at the United Nations, where they have a lot of work to do.
Senator Cotton, this is Michael Patrick Leahy with this question for you about Governor Bredesen. Now, he claims that he's not going to support Chuck Schumer as a majority leader if elected. You've been up there. You know how it really works. How credible is such a claim by a Democrat?
There's zero credibility, Michael.
Zero is pretty definitive.
Yeah.
It's kind of the exact opposite of Dr. Blasey Ford's 100%. It's exactly the other end.
It's zero. All that matters to make Chuck Schumer the leader of the Senate is that the Democrats are in the majority. There's no vote on the Senate floor. They have that vote in the privacy of their own caucus room. We have no idea who voted how. So all it takes is making Democrats the majority, and you get Chuck Schumer as the leader of the Senate, controlling, for example, scheduling of nominees to the Supreme Court or to the lower courts. And if the Democrats take control of the Senate, I assure you that Chuck Schumer will not be scheduling votes for people like Neil Gorsuch or Brett Kavanaugh or any of the other great judges we've confirmed across the country. That's zero credibility what Bill says about Chuck Schumer. There's no vote on the Senate floor in daylight. All that matters is that Democrats take the majority. That's one reason why Chuck Schumer and Mike Bloomberg have poured so much money into the Tennessee race, because they know that that gives them the majority. I think Tennesseans, though, are going to repudiate their choice and choose a Tennessean who's represented them well in Washington for so many years, Marsha Blackburn.
I don't know if you've seen this clip, Senator, but Maxine Waters over on the House side is poised to become chairman of the Financial Affairs Committee over there, you know, which would be your counterpart over on the House side. She's already pledging it's going to be payback time. It's going to be this vindictive, vengeful approach towards, you know, the banking industry, the financial services industry. The impact on the economy will be devastating if these people take control of the House, much less the Senate.
That's right. I served on that committee in my 2 years in the House, and Maxine was a very senior Democrat at the time then, and she'll be chairing that committee. If you work as a teller at a small bank out in rural Tennessee, that's not going to be a good time for you if Maxine Waters is chair of that committee. But I just got to tell you, there's a lot of other very extreme Democrats who'd be taking over committees in the House of Representatives if the Democrats win the House. That's one reason why it's so important that everyone get out and vote on Tuesday to try to make.
Well, in the Senate, you've got the Cory Spartacus Bookers, you've got the Elizabeth Pretendian Warrens, you've got all these folks that will move up the ranks and start grabbing gavels themselves. It wouldn't just be Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi over in the House.
Well, that's right. If Chuck Schumer is the leader of the Democrats, Lamar Alexander will not be a chairman. Bernie Sanders will be a chairman.
And the chairman of the Judiciary Committee will become Dianne Feinstein.
Yep.
By the way, one last question, because I know you've got to run. What have y'all done to Lindsey Graham? We love the new Lindsey Graham. Whatever y'all are serving him in the Senate dining room, start spreading it around to some others, because we love the new Lindsey.
Yeah, he was hell on wheels during the Kavanaugh confirmation. But I recognize so many that the Democrats are behaving in an appalling fashion, discarding due process and the presumption of innocence, and trying to smear the name of a good man and a fine judge simply because they disagree with his judicial philosophy. Many of them just openly admitted that. That's another reason why it's so important that everybody get out and vote for Marsha, because we don't want to have those kind of tactics in leading the Senate.
Yeah, I don't think the left ever intended the term to apply to somebody like Lindsey Graham, but I can all say, we can all agree now, he got woke. He got woke. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, we love you as a neighbor. We love you as a senator. Keep up the great work, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.